For about 28 years, every Sunday, I would stand up here and I would give a reflection about the year, and then I would write an annual report, and there was a tremendous amount of overlap, obviously, between the two things. And so for a couple years now, I have thought, let's just combine these two things. Just take my reflections for the year and have this serve as my annual report, which gets printed later, and so that's what we're going to do today. And we're going to begin with our two passages of Scripture that you will see in your bulletins. And take a look at these. We're going to read them in a moment. These passages make me think of you. They make me think of you as individuals. And they make me think of you and us as a community of faith, as a congregation. When we read these passages, which we'll do, I invite you, as you read these words, to think about two things. Think about, first of all, how do they speak to you as an individual? And then second, how do they speak to us as a community of faith regarding both our identity in terms of who we are and our purpose in terms of what we should do, what we want to do. So first, let's read these wonderful words from the prophet Jeremiah, all right, that says, "I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for you to prosper, not for harm, plans to give you a future with hope." And then from Ecclesiastes that says, "Two are better than one, because they have a good return for their labor. If either person stumbles or falls, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up." And now may God bless not just our understanding, but our living of these words of truly abundant love and abundant life. Amen. So annual meeting Sunday, 181, a day when we look back, we reflect back on 2023, and it's a day when we look ahead to 2024 and beyond. And as we do, we ask, who are we as individuals? Who are we as a community of faith? And who are we? We're people of faith. And we're people of hope. And we are blessed. We are abundantly blessed. And part of the reason of why we're so blessed is because we're all in this together. As the scripture from Ecclesiastes lets us know, we're in this together. And first and foremost, we're in this together with God. Always. So that whole part about, you know, if you stumble and if you're alone, we're never alone. And as we hear in Jeremiah, God says, "I have a plan for you. Plans for you to prosper, plans to give you a future bright with hope." So we're with God. Secondly, we're in this with each other as a congregation. And third, our mission, our purpose, our privilege is that we're told that we get to take God's incredible promise for us, God's blessings of hope and help, and we get to make that a reality for other people. What a privilege. And that's really our business model, you might say. If we were in business, you say, what's our business model? It's sharing God's blessings. And we do that by sharing our resources, our time, our enthusiasm, our love, our money, our energy, and we do that by sharing our helping hands. And as it turns out, sharing these gifts also is the source of our happiness as well. Because when we do this together, we find that, in fact, two are better than one, and when that happens, the givers in this, it's like giving a hug. You can't give a hug, really, without receiving one back. So In being givers of God's grace, at the same time we become receivers, and it just lifts everybody up. It's an exquisite combination. It's truly exquisite, magnificent. And I think, by the way, that this is reasons why, you know, there's a number of recent studies that have come out, and you probably have read these things. I mean, they're in things like New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and so forth. Studies showing that people who are part of a faith community statistically actually live longer than those who don't. And I think part of the reason why is just the help that we give and receive to one another, because two are better than one. So these two passages then not only reflect who we are as individuals and as a community, but they give us our marching orders. If somebody were to say, you know, so what's your five-year plan as a church? You could come up with all sorts of technical plans and so forth of, you know, what to do and how we're going to do it. But this is really it. What's our five-year plan? I know the plans I have for you, says God. Plans for you to prosper, not for harm, to give you a future with hope. And we make that hope happen. We receive it, and then we make it happen through the work that we do. And you know what I think? I think if two are better than one, which they are, then 750, which is our membership, can just knock it out of the park. And that's what we do. That's what you find when you pick up an annual report that you can get in Fellowship Hall behind us. You take a look at that, you read through that, even starting with a front cover, which is fantastic. You take a look at that and you read the reports, you learn inside the 1,000 different ways that we get to do this throughout the year, ways that we make God's promise of hope and help come to life, that they're not just words on a page. We do this for each other, we do this for our Bridgeport neighbors, we do this for the world. So no wonder why people, I hear this all the time, just stepping into the sanctuary, even when there's nobody here, they say, you know what, I feel there's a kind of love here. There's a kind of comfort here. There's a kind of peace here. There's a kind of welcome here. Because now and through the years, we are God's love in action. We're God's love in ways that we think about and in ways that are really invisible unless we think about it. We're God's love every Sunday morning through the singing of the choirs. You're singing, your presence is God's love. So thank you to our choirs. Thank you to our section leaders, to Bo and Leslie and Shannon for sharing God's promise. And thank you to our leaders, our choir leaders, Elaine, Philip, and Marnie, for sharing God's love every Sunday morning. We get to receive God's love every Sunday morning in fellowship hour. You know, food just kind of magically appears every Sunday, right? And you go, oh, this is yummy. And the coffee and tea and all that. It just doesn't manifest by itself. So that loving food is provided by our wonderful fellowship committee and our volunteers who contribute this food. There's a word in Hinduism that I think about, and it's a wonderful word. It's called prasad. Has anybody ever heard of this? Prasad. I think of this term not just for the food that we enjoy in Fellowship Hall and for the gatherings that we do, but for all sorts of things that we do throughout the year. I think about it with our fellowship committee and with everything that you prepare. So listen to what prasad is. Prasad is a word in Sanskrit, and it means favor or grace. And there's a concept behind it. In Hinduism, food and water that are offered during worship is believed that the deity partakes of that offering and then returns it to those who prepared it and to those who will consume it. And in that way, the food that starts out just as regular, old, everyday chemicals and food, it becomes consecrated. And it turns into holy food. And that's what we get to consume. Now, you may think that I'm making too much of this. But I think that really what happens, not just with the food that we prepare and that we consume, but with everything that gets prepared and consumed and used and shared in our church throughout the whole year, I feel like it's prasad. I feel like it's this blessed, holy food, Sunday after Sunday. From the choir singing to the fellowship committee and volunteers preparing that food, to the deacons serving, to the people who buy the flowers on Sunday. And a lot of times they're in celebration of someone or memory of someone. To the buildings and grounds staff who do their part to, and they keep the sanctuary clean and neat for our use, and the outside is beautiful, and a lot of times there's plantings and there's flowers and it's in good repair. Their work is a holy offering. It's beautiful to take part in it, to sit in these clean pews with thanks to them. So thank you, Tim and Sydney, who officially retired for the final time on December 31st. And for Linval and for Roseanne and for Riviera, who prepare and share their holy work. That's holy work, as is the preparation and offering of each bulletin every Sunday. This wonderful instrument that informs us and guides us that we usually don't think of because it just shows up, but it's a beautiful thing. And just to let you know that it's prepared with love. The prayers, choosing the hymns, the scripture. So thank you, Pam, and to everyone who helps in that process. And that's true with our live stream crew, that we don't tend to think of them unless you're watching, that now about 135 people every week are watching. And our live stream dream team is up there helping us all stay connected as a congregation, near and far, with church members who are in Texas, who moved to Texas and they're still connected, who are in Florida, who are in Arizona, who are in California, Massachusetts, Minnesota, France, England. And those who are right here, sometimes, you know, I hear from people who are traveling and said, you know, I watched it on Tuesday, or sick or injured. Helping us to stay connected and spiritually stronger. So thank you to our live stream dream team, and Parker and Trevor and Scott, and I think Lonnie's jumping on board with his team, who's up there today, Lonnie Root, and all of our high school volunteers. Thank you. We are better together. It's a holy gift. As are the people who help in our nursery every Sunday, as we speak, and as Marnie White and Mel Ogan Shuey, as we speak, are leading the middle school group, and Laura, as we speak, who leads all the kids all year long, all the kids, the senior high group, the confirmation class, women's group, holy work, beautiful work, bringing God's promise to life, Dave Stort's work, with leadership in worship and in second hour programs and in Bible study and pastoral care. Julianne Center, who's not with us now, but she was with us for the first half of 2023. She was with us for 3 years, doing wonderful work, especially with the kids and in worship. And then she not only graduated, but then we got to ordain her as well. I have plans for you, says God, plans for you to prosper, to give you a future with hope, making God's promise happen, is that's what we do. That's what you did. That's what you just did with your financial offering. Financial prasad, a holy offering, powering us as a congregation. Without your gifts, There would be no music. There would be no bulletins. There would be no leadership. There would be no building, no heat, no light, no education. And of course, there would be no mission help. Imagine that. Last year, the people who receive our mission help, they would be hit. Last year, once again, through the holy gifts that you gave, you provided over $350,000 of help just last year. Check out the mission board report. Once again, as we've done for the more than the last 15 years, your holy gifts nearly tripled what we start out with as saying, this is going to be really our minimum gift that we intend on. That's the mission board number that we start with. And then through the year, we triple that. Because on top of that budget, we add your holy gifts like winter coats for those people who would be cold without them. We add hundreds of backpacks that you get to stuff over the summertime. We set up a whole production line of stuffing these backpacks chocked full of learning materials and resources for kids in Bridgeport. We add to this the help that we bring to the kids at Red Shirt Table, the reservation in South Dakota, that after the last census, it was deemed as the poorest place in the nation. And we go out there every year, which we have been for more than 15 years. We add hundreds of meals that you provide through St. George's Community Suppers, and we need to step that up. We need to step that up a little bit. As well as feeding people through the hang time and her time, literally providing holy food, making God's promise of hope become real because we're better together. They're better because we're better together. Supporting education through in Bridgeport for kids in need with two Horizons programs that we help to support, the Shepherds Program, Adam J. Lewis School, and then adults as well who we support who are trying to work their way out of poverty through education, who are trying to work their way out of addictions, who are trying to work their way from recovering from abuse. All this through your holy gifts, lifting up homeless veterans, trying to regain a foothold on life, stronger together, plans for you to prosper through what you and I do together, bringing future with hope through holy gifts. So this is what we did last year, and you know what our plan is for next year? Our plan is to keep doing this next year. Do you think it would change? This is our five-year plan. This has been our 181-year plan. I know the plans I have for you. Making God's promises, doing it together, that's what I think about when I reflect on last year. So read the reports, please. You can do it. Do it as a spiritual practice. Really set aside the time to just kind of dig in to what is happening here that you don't get to see all the time. And then there are a few other things that I think about last year with I mentioned our kids, our youth, our education. There's also men's group, women's group, second hour programs, meditation groups that we have. There's kirtan. There's a trip to Israel that we got to do last summer in Jordan and Egypt. That was good timing. Thank God we got to do that. And then next year, May of 2025, this is an advertisement, we're going to be taking a church trip to Greece and to Italy following the footsteps of Paul. It's astounding when you discover, when you remove the cover and you take a closer look. And then you add to that the pastoral care, the hospital visits, counseling support, weddings, baptisms, funerals, support with transition and grief, and life and marriage, all spiritual food, stronger together. And then we add our carousel thrift shop, rooms with a view, fundraiser, our preschool, all led with incredible dedication, love, and service. So thank you to our amazing carousel volunteers. Your work is holy. thank you and God bless you. And to Susan Kunkel, our manager, and to, for Rooms of the View, to Chris Phillip and Parker Rogers and every volunteer and person who contributed to make that a possibility. We need more help, by the way, there. Thank you and God bless you to Laura Amaguchi, who is a fabulous preschool director, and to the teachers and assistants who do an amazing job and they're sharing God's love through teaching and care. And of course, then last year, just to mention, we came together over the summer fighting that fight against our utility company, gathering our forces, gathering our resources, leading the fight, being the lead of protesting, petitioning, even lawyering up to defend against abuse of power and their attempt to take our church property as their own forever, and doing that dishonestly. So thank you to our amazing team who for months met multiple times a week and are still meeting to save our church and our land from being taken. Thank you to Laura, who is a powerhouse in that movement, and Tammy Chapman, Tim Stewart, John Traynor, Dave Stewart, Bill Grabe, to every person who contributed to that fight, that worthy fight. We are not claiming victory yet, but we have made some progress. At least now our church property is not under imminent threat, but our greater community still needs help because now it's been put on the other side of the train tracks. And now it's their problem, but it's our community's problem. And that is holy work, holy food. And that brings me to one last note. I'm not going to dwell on it because we have plenty of time to process this. And just want to mention, since we're speaking about being better together and God's plans for us that are going to be good, it has been a holy privilege for Laura and me to help make God's promises come alive here with you. And next week, in a couple of days, on March 1st, we will have been sharing this journey together for 30 years. And we love that. It has been 30 years of meaning and purpose and love. And for the next 2 years, we are going to be going full steam ahead. Our future is in great hands. Because as God said, I know the plans I have for you. Plans for good, for a future bright with hope. And on that, we can depend. This is God's promise. This is our promise for making that come true, because this is what we do. So thank you for your rock solid love. And I want to thank Laura for her rock solid love as my wife, as an amazing staff person, as your minister. We could not do this without her. So here's to a great future in great hands. God bless you and amen.